Praise the Lord. So, every minister of God, they are hearing me from all over the world now. That is how you should treat it. Okay. So I said familiar spirits also talk. Why do they talk? They will talk. They will start very harmlessly first. In Acts chapter 16. Can we open it? Oh, we know that story. Anytime I read that story, I always laugh. I say, see Satan, see devil. See devil. Are we there? Let me read the story from verse 16. Acts chapter 16 from verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who show unto us the way of salvation. Is that not a perfect prophecy? Is that not a perfect prophecy? Are you following me? But who is the one that is prophesying? Familiar spirit. And this did she many days. You see? But thank God for the spirit of discernment. But Paul, being grieved. See why I say there is the gift of discernment? He was grieved. Turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And she came, and he came out the same hour. The emphasis there was, the prophecy was correct, but it was by a familiar spirit. And she said nothing wrong. Yet, Apostle Paul rebuked that spirit out of her. The question is, listen, church. The question is, oh, that's another message entirely. Somebody just joined the fellowship. And he's saying, thus said the Lord, my servant Moses. Hey, church, brothers and me, listen to him. He is my servant. Listen, church. Amen. Do I need that for you to know I'm a servant of God? So one of the ways that made Apostle Paul to know that something is wrong is, that was the song every time, that was the prophecy. Hey, these are servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. Then they follow. These are the servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. I was saying that every day. Praise the Lord. Listen, I am sure, because she was not prophesying by the Spirit of God, her appearance will also bring suspicion. She must have, maybe she wore trousers, they follow them. Thus said the Lord, these are the servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. And she wear trousers. And she wear something where they cover, you know the, not that nonsense they wear. And then she come put Indian hair, put Chinese hair, put colored, and then come remove her eyebrow. They look like Pussycat, they follow them. These are servants of the Most High God who show us the way of salvation. And she dressed, or maybe she dressed, showing her laps, because she was not converted. She was not speaking by the Spirit of God. Because, listen, church, if it is God that is speaking through you, before he speaks through you, he will speak to you first. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If it is God that is using me, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I'm preaching to you, I must be able to live by it too. If I speak against fornication, I must not be found in fornication. If I speak against commercialization of the gospel, I must not. be found directly or indirectly commercializing the gospel. If I speak against pride, I must be known and seen to be humble. If not, it's a familiar spirit speaking. A familiar spirit speaking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. Sometimes some prophecies that don't come to pass, they may not be false. They may not be coming from familiar spirits, but the prophet himself, because sometimes we prophesy after the message is given to us in symbols. And in the course of interpreting what we see, we misinterpret what we see. And I believe that the prophetic gift, like every other gift, you grow in it. That's why God will help you if you have a genuine gift to come under a true understanding pastor. Because you will make some mistakes. You grow in it. It takes time before you will know, okay, anytime it does like this, this is what it means. Anytime it comes like this, this is what it means. Well, Abraham had a gift, for instance, that if you have any problem and he's praying for you, when he laid his hand on you, there will be a vibration in his hand. And when that vibration stops, then he will tell you, thus said the Lord, it is over. Now you don't know why he said, thus said the Lord. You may think he had a voice. It's not a voice he had, but there is, the way God works with him, once the vibration stops, you can be sure that problem is over. And so, a prophet may see something like that, and then misinterpret what he saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a prophet may also over-exaggerate what he saw. He may over-exaggerate it. He saw it quite all right, but over-exaggerate it. And sometimes, a prophet may go and give dates when God did not give dates. But his mistake will not stop the prophecy from coming to pass. Amen. Amen. And I've seen it happen even in this ministry several times. When some of them are just starting to operate. Praise the Lord. Now maybe because when I saw this concerning this sister, 2 weeks after, it came to pass. Then another person called, the same revelation cover. Then he said, in 2 weeks, thus said the Lord, it will come to pass. Because the previous one he saw, it came to pass in 2 weeks. And well, these are some of the things we teach them. But this is not for our prophets in this church, because we have had so many forums for them. But I'm saying this for those who will hear this tape, because we are talking now to the whole world. Praise the Lord. We have forum where we teach them these things. Hallelujah. But I'm saying it here. Now, when you just go and say, hey, in 2 weeks, it will come to pass, because the previous one was 2 weeks. Or, you see somebody with a problem, and the same problem, there was a solution that you received for somebody with the same problem, and it came to pass when you gave that solution, then you will come, since this problem come, instead of the prophet to wait for this person's solution, he will give the same solution that he gave the other one. And it will not come to pass. God is not obligated to back up your own word. And so people will say, it is a false prophecy. A prophet in this church gave a sister's father revelation that in, I think he said December, yes. He gave a date. That by September or so, or October, he said by October this year, you are going to have a car. This man, even keke, you know, get even to pay house rent. So the man stood and was looking at him, open prophecy. Me, October this year, I go ride motor. And the daughter was trying to drag the man to church. So God picked, honored the faith of the daughter and picked him out. October this year came to pass, nothing. By December, he called the daughter. And that kind of church you go, have the girl told me that anytime she saw that prophet carry microphone, say she go dey vex. But the next year, October, he got that car. And then the same man called the attention of the daughter. That prophecy, where they give? In October, they talk. Oh. In October, this year, truth, I can't get the motto. That this is where my life was. In October, God visited them and solved everything. But that young man, the prophet, saw October. He did not wait to find out whether it is October this year or October next year. He just said, October, chap, October this year. You go get them. So it was not a false prophecy, but it was a misplaced prophecy. And it must come to pass. And I always like to use myself as an example too, that sometimes I know they hear properly. And I go, don't talk. Amen. And instead of this prophet to enter the spirit and help me, then go stand and look me. You see? Because they don't want me to reach their level. Praise God. When instead of cancer, I say answer. Some of you remember that revelation. Praise the Lord. But my mistake did not stop God from healing that sister of that cancer. The Lord wants to lose a sister by the name of answer. Whoever it is, a woman, the Lord wants to lose you. Who is the person? Answer. Is that your name?
Hallelujah!
Is that your name?
Sister Chinwe.
Answer.
Cancer of the breast. Oh.
You're suffering from cancer of the breast?
It's 5 years now, but...
5 years?
When the cancer going...
Have you come to my office for prayers?
No, sir.
No, I have not prayed for you.
No, sir. But now the thing
you
I have
believe?
Gone, I have never seen.
No, the thing disappeared.
No, I don't feel it anymore.
You don't feel it anymore?
Now.
Can you see?
No.
You know that God has healed you of that cancer?
Amen.
Forever?
Amen. I don't see the seed now. The seed has gone out.
The seed disappear.
Amen.
The lump has disappeared. The lump has disappeared. Hallelujah. Until the angel told her, my servant didn't hear me well. You are the one. It's your cancer that you've been suffering for so many years. And that day God healed her. Praise the Lord. Because God cannot mention her case without solution. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's possible that the prophet didn't hear properly. The prophet didn't hear properly. Praise the Lord. Can change his mind. So don't be surprised when you say, I saw Lagos running helter-skelter. I saw some danger coming. I saw this church where they pursue now. All of them, they collapse. They are waiting for it to come to pass. One person's prayer can make God stop that judgment. So don't think because it didn't happen like that, therefore it is false. No. Praise the Lord. Let me also add something here. that in obeying prophecies, it is not every doing prophecy. Prophecy that requires you to do something. It's not everyone that you obey. It's not. Why? Number one, for instance, he said, carry your car, your only car. Go and show it in the life of a minister in Brother Assembly. Before you do that, number one, you look at the person that is prophesying. Is he confirmed a prophet? Have you confirmed that he's a prophet? How do you confirm? When he speaks, are you aware that it comes to pass? If you are not sure, no sell your motor, no carry your motor, give anybody. Touch your neighbor, say, don't be a mumu. Don't be a mumu, don't be a mumu Christian. Don't be a mumu Christian. Before you tell me, hey, if you like, fall down, fire the fall around. Don't say the Lord, my servant, let everybody stand up and go to the Shabbat stop. I want to show them something. Stand up and run around the whole church. Hey, the Lord said, everybody should bring a key next Sunday. I see the gift. Praise the Lord. The first thing is, who is the person giving the revelation? That's why I go look. Who? Have you ever given any revelation that came to pass? If this is the first one you are given, oh, where I don't know you, the Bible says that one prophesies, the others judge. And the Bible also tells us in the mouth of how many? Two or three. When you talk, I go keep on to wait to hear the second person. No matter how you give it, if I have not confirmed you to be a prophet that speaks and it comes to pass, or I know that God normally talks to you, I will not act. So if anybody tells you, you go to one prayer house and you meet the prophet, and you are going on the testimony of somebody that is taking you there. Hey, if you see waiting that man, they do. If he talk, it will come to pass. Some of the people taking you there, now catchers for that man. Agents. I'm using 419 language. They call it catcher. Catcher. If they dupe you, the first thing the police will ask you is, how did you know the man that duped you? They are interested in the person that directed you there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of them are agent. Kai, if you see, hey, you see that the way I get, now you talk, it come to pass. You see this one? When you go, he said, hey, sell your house. Amen. Go and buy 5 suits and clothe 4 ministers. Go, when he tells you like that, say, thank you very much. Go and keep it and wait. Go to another prophet somewhere without that agent knowing. And pray, if he repeats the same thing, now it is in the mouth of two. Then you cannot go and act on it. If not, now 419 in the name of Jesus Christ. So be very, very careful. Hallelujah. And then again, if you see anybody gives you a prophecy and he's angry that you did not carry it out, that prophecy did not come from God. I told you that you should not stay in your house. You should not go out yesterday. You went out. I told you. What's your problem? Let me say, thus said the Lord. Do you know whether after you gave thus said the Lord, God came and told me that, make her no worry. Give your own and go. A prophet, Jeremiah, prophesied one time that the children of Israel will stay in Babylon for how many years? 70 years. Small time. Another mighty prophet among them, they arose up, shake his head, and say, God is saying that 2 years. Jeremiah didn't say, me, dispensational prophet, give you one to come and say, Jeremiah said, amen. Because he said one command, if God reduced him to 2 years. But he's sure God will say 70 years. Time will tell. A true prophet does not argue or frown or get angry over a prophecy. And I don't know you. Then you just come to church. You just come to this ministry for the first time. And you want to give me prophecy and with instruction to go and do something. You know I won't do it. I don't know you. That's the problem some of them have with me when they come to Bride Assembly. You know the God when they talk to you, not only you they talk to. They talk to me too sometimes. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The prophecy must be confirming what you have heard before. Or what you yourself you saw before in a dream. Then you can say yes, 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 yes. This is a confirmation of what I have seen. You quickly go and do it. Also, there are prophecies that are given instantly. Watch your spirit man if you are sensitive in the spirit. Is your spirit receiving it or is rejecting it? Once your spirit man rejects it, just ignore the prophecy. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And how a prophecy is given does not matter. The important thing is what the prophecy is saying.